Welcome to episode number 8 of the Science of Hitting podcast. On today's episode, I just want to take a quick look at the second quarter financial results for Dollar Tree. For those of you who don't know, Dollar Tree is a retailer in the United States. They operate two banners. Their namesake banner is Dollar Tree, obviously, which sells products primarily at a fixed $1 price point. And their second banner is Family Dollar, which they acquired in 2015 after a bidding war with Dollar General. Family Dollar's primary competitor is Dollar General, and it's more of a consumables and grocery type mix than what you find at Dollar Tree. So anyways, in the quarter, consolidated comps were up 7%. It's reflected a double-digit increase at Family Dollar and a return to growth at Dollar Tree, which reported a small decline in same-store sales last quarter, which was the first time they'd seen a decline in comps in many years. Starting with Dollar Tree, so it was a 3% increase in comps, led by a significant increase in ticket and a mid-teens decline in traffic. And those variables reflect the fact that people are focusing more on stock-up trips, spend less time inside stores, and buy more when you are there. This reflects improvement in every business line from the prior quarter, except for food, which is negatively impacted by some supply chain issues, as well as fewer shoppers in the store, which means less, impulse purchases of candy bars and potato chips, stuff like that. Family Dollar comps were up double digits, similar dynamic in terms of traffic and ticket as Dollar Tree. It was led again by, the stock up trips and stuff like paper goods and cleaning supplies, with the consumables category up 6%. But impressively, they also saw nearly 30% growth in the discretionary category, which, was helped early in the quarter by the disbursements of stimulus dollars and tax refunds, but it's still a pretty impressive number for a banner that's had some problems over the last 5 years as part of Dollar Tree. On a consolidated basis, two-year stack comps were up around 10%, which is a meaningful acceleration from what the company's reported in the past few years. That strong sales growth led to significant expansion in operating margins, material increases in operating income, and through the first 6 months of the year, the company's now reported a low teens increase in EPS. They continued to make changes to the footprint, opened 105 net stores in the quarter, and completed another 76 Family Dollar renovations to their H2 format. As management's consistently noted, those stores are reporting comps that are about 10% higher than the chain average in the year after the renovation. So, they're generating a decent ROI, which I've dug into the past in articles. And for the year, management still plans to open 500 new stores and complete 750 H2 renovations. And new CEO Mike Witnitsky said on the call that, they want to accelerate that as soon as they can, but they just have to deal with restrictions right now as a result of COVID. So as I think about the business right now, this has been a tale of two cities for a while. Dollar Tree has been a consistent performer for many, many years. Great unit economics and consistent comps growth. Family Dollar, on the other hand, has been a bit of an issue for years. Obviously, they're getting a short-term tailwind from the pandemic. The question really is how sustainable that tailwind will be. It's tough to say, and I'd say it's encouraging that they're seeing obviously significant growth in comps and significant growth in discretionary spend. On the other hand, they're still lagging Dollar General by a pretty wide margin, and some of that lag on comps has been concentrated in traffic, which is also concerning. As I think about the stock, I've wrote in the past that if you look at Dollar Tree, I think you can get to a valuation for their namesake banner alone of more than $80 per share. The stock's at $90 per share. So you're not paying much for the Family Dollar banner, but for the last few years, it's appeared that was for good reason. The banner was not making very much money. It looked like they had pretty significantly overpaid for the business in 2015. So yeah, you had a free call option, but it didn't seem likely that the call option was actually worth very much. So it kind of made sense in a lot of ways. The first half of this year has, made me question again whether or not there is value here. I think we're closer, But honestly, at this point, I'm still not sure enough about the Family Dollar banner to say that I want to buy the stock here. Now, if we got some help in the stock price, if it fell to $80 per share, as an example, or if we got a couple more quarters of strong results at Family Dollar that really led me to believe that the customers they've gained throughout this period, they'll be able to retain for the long term, and they'll be able to, improve the margin profile and actually report some consistent comp store sales growth, then I would consider buying it at current levels. So we'll see what plays out over the next, 2 or 3 quarters, whether or not we get incrementally positive data points that would lead to a decision. But for now, I'm going to stay on the sidelines. So with that, thanks for listening, and I'll be back with more soon.